Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Talking all things Tennessee Volunteers spring football with Eric Kane. He joins the show, covers all things Tennessee Volunteers. for the On3 Network, also the host of Locked On Vols, a daily podcast. Again, talking all things Tennessee. Eric, what's going on, man? I appreciate you taking the time.
Hey, thanks for having me on, man. I'm excited to be here.
Eric, before we get on the field of what's taking place this spring, of course, spring game is upcoming this weekend. You know, I think Tennessee is one of those fascinating teams to where, and I think what's going to make college football so much fun now with the 12-team playoff is to where, you know, Tennessee this time a year ago, I think we were talking about them, you know, could they duplicate the success they had in 2022, what have you. But I think most are probably looking at Tennessee as maybe an 8 or 9 win team. Maybe they could scratch that, you know, get to 10 wins. But the fun part is this. Now we're talking about, hey, are you a 9 or a 10 win team? And are you a sleeper for the college football playoff? Or are you potentially on the verge of being one of those teams? I think it's fair to say and safe to say Tennessee is certainly in that discussion. It adds an extra level of hype and excitement for your season, right? Because all of a sudden, 8 more teams now have an opportunity or have a chance to make a 12-team playoff. How has that added to the excitement level and sort of the hype around this Tennessee program during spring practice?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, it's new opportunities. I mean, even if you get in there and you're the 12th seed or whatever, I mean, you have an opportunity to win a national championship. And a lot of years, I didn't think that there was 12 teams deserving to be in the college football playoffs. And we saw that with the semifinal scores and all that. But nonetheless, you get an opportunity to know that, you know, one loss will not derail your season now. You can lose one game or maybe even 2 games and still, as you mentioned, be a sleeper and be in contention to be in the college football playoffs. So it's exciting. You couple that with Nico and the Nico Iamaliava effect, the former number one overall player in the 23 cycle and 5-star and all that, NIL, yada, yada, yada. I mean, there's a lot of excitement here. Spring practice and at Tennessee, and knowing that your roster is, compared to where it was a couple of years ago, your roster is ready to go and compete. Now, is it as good as some of the other teams in the SEC? No. But will it be good enough to, as you mentioned, you know, scraping that 12-team playoff? Maybe so. So we're excited to look and see what it's like. I think that, you know, Tennessee would certainly be kind of in that second tier, if you will. You know, you got the Georgias, you got Texas, and, you know, Alabama still got a great roster out there. But, you know, the Missouris, the Ole Miss and Tennessee, I feel like is kind of in that tier to where, you know, they could be sleepers. They could challenge to get in the college football playoff. And if Nico hits and he plays like, you know, everybody thinks that he can, Tennessee is not just in the conversation, but probably in my opinion.
Eric, let's jump there, obviously, because Nico is the point of conversation who everybody wants to hear. What have you heard from your folks on the ground there in Knoxville about his progression this spring, what the offense looks like? Second year in a row, Tennessee sort of breaking in a new quarterback, if you will, but the Nico hype really got going in that bowl game against Iowa. That was one of the best defenses in college football. I mean, he, for the most part, diced them up. What have you heard the reports in regards to, early reports in regards to what the offense looks like and I guess how he's grasping everything and fitting into taking over and this is his football team?
Yeah, I mean, it's a work in progress for sure, but I think everybody's been pleased with Nico and, you know, we've heard Josh Heupel and a bunch of the assistant coaches speak on that in front of cameras, but even the conversations I've had with people off camera and, you know, from people that I've checked in with, I think everybody's really pleased with the direction the football team and the offense is headed with Nico. One thing about Nico that I think is similar to that of Joe Milton and, of course, Hendon Hooker is, you know, he leads. He's not necessarily the biggest vocal guy, but between reps, he's going up to his wide receivers and he's talking things over, talking to his offensive linemen, communicating. And I think that's where he's really taken a step this spring and learning, like, hey, I'm the quarterback and I'm the leader of this huddle, but I'm the leader of the offense. I'm the leader of this football team. I got to communicate. And I think he's taken a step there. He throws the ball great. I mean, I think that he's, you know, from a talent perspective, he's had a really good spring. One difference, Hendon did this a little bit, certainly when he was in trouble. Joe Milton did not do this last year. What Nico will do and what you saw at points and times against Iowa, he will extend plays. Now, his first 2 touchdown runs against the Hawkeyes, those were designed quarterback runs, and they'll call some of those. His third was improvised. And it's not like he's Michael Vick, he's going to tuck and run, but it's extending, getting out of the pocket, keeping his eyes downfield, making throws from different crazy arm slots. And he can do that. He's athletic enough to do that. And he's done that this spring. And I think that's kind of wowed a lot of people, knowing that, you know, he could do that and you've seen it a little bit, but now you're seeing it as the first team quarterback. You're seeing it more and more and more. So I think that's excited. Just the different level this offense can go to because of the plays that he's athletically skilled enough to go and make. And you couple that with making the right decisions and not putting the ball in harm's way, he should be pretty good. But he's had a really good spring, and all reports back have been that everybody's really pleased and expected of what Nico should be.
Eric, multiple position battles on the offensive line have been taking place at the guard position. LSU transfer Lance Hurd fighting for the left tackle spot. What's the latest from the Tennessee offensive line? I know it's really tough because obviously in spring, you know, it's hard to draw conclusions. It's almost impossible to draw conclusions from what you see in spring football on the line of scrimmage. But what's the latest you're hearing? How are they feeling about the way the offensive line is coming together at this point?
Yeah, I think the top five, maybe even six options you feel good about. Depth for the offensive line for Tennessee is an issue, and it's an issue for a lot of teams around the country. You're trying to develop that depth and get early enrollees and young guys to take the next step, and that's kind of where Tennessee is right now. Lance Hurd, I think everybody's been really pleased and impressed with what he's bringing to the table. I mean, he was the highest-rated prospect signed by LSU in that class of 23. I mean, former five-star, he looks the part. He carries himself like that, and I think he's jumped in and done really, really well with Tennessee and had a good spring. There's a conversation about who's going to start at left guard, and that's not going to be answered until probably week one. There's a number of different guys that could start in there, including the swing man for Tennessee that can play every position, and that's Dane Davis, a former walk-on turned scholarship player, and now a sixth year in the program. But, you know, Cooper Mays is going to be back at center. Javonte Spraggins is a right guard. John Campbell, who this will be his seventh year in college, he's now flipped over. He'll play right tackle. So you feel good about that first line. It's just about developing some depth and guys you can count on behind them. Cooper Mays has been very limited this spring. Javonte Spraggins has not practiced because he's coming off a knee injury. Some other guys have been, you know, John Campbell's been limited a little bit as well. So really, it's been about just getting all your guys healthy to fall camp and trying to see what you have behind them. But overall, I think this, from one of the better offensive line units in the country each of the past 3 years, 2 years especially, I think that should be the case for Tennessee. But you do need to be ready to, you know, have some guys step in and play because injuries are part of the game.
Eric, sticking with the offensive side of the football, Chris Brazel was one of the top signees. I think most underrated as well, the wide receiver from Tulane. Talk about the way he has been acclimated. I've seen a lot of clips on social media. The Tennessee media department, of course, promoting him and everything he's doing thus far in spring. But how's his spring gone, and who are some other guys stepping up on the offensive side of the football that are going to assist Nico this fall?
Well, you know about Brew McCoy. He's sidelined right now. He's not in there. Squirrel White, team-leading receiver last year. He's going to play in the slot. But Chris Brazel, as you mentioned, he came in from Tulane. And it's funny, you know, Dante Thornton was the big addition last year. And when you bring in a guy for the second straight year that you make an investment in, name, image, and likeness and all that at the wide receiver position, it's almost like you're bringing in that guy's replacement. And that was Chris Brazel to Dante Thornton. Chris Brazel's come in a little slow out of the gates this spring, but he's really come along. He's having a nice spring, making some highlight catches and getting more in sync with Nico Iamaleava. So he's done well and he's going to play. But Dante Thornton, who you ask anybody else, is probably considered one of the bigger busts of the transfer portal last year, you know, college football wide. He has had a phenomenal spring. He is carrying himself like he is the number one wide receiver. Think the bump to the outside last year. You know, he started in the slot and he really struggled. They put him on the outside and he flourished for a couple of games. Then he had that season ending injury. He's back on the outside now, and he's been the biggest surprise of the offense and probably one of the biggest surprises on the team, making play after play. Again, confidence, I think, is key. And the ability's always been there for Dante Thornton. He's 6'4", 6'5". He's long. He's fast, explosive. Tennessee, along with Thornton, McCoy, Brazel, Mike Matthews, a true freshman, five-star wide receiver, they got some real options on the outside. And I think you're going to see a lot of wide receivers play for Tennessee this year, which is what you want in a young quarterback. And Nico, you want to surround him with some weapons. And I think Tennessee is going to be in a pretty good, you know, category for that this fall with the emergence of Dante Thornton and then, of course, the signing of Chris Brazel.
Today's episode is brought to you by Unified Healing. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE system yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. No matter where you are, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE system technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/SEC to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/SEC. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system. Eric, moving to the defensive side of the football, obviously the Vols returned James Pierce Jr., arguably the best defensive player in college football in the 2024 season upcoming. The front seven was fantastic a year ago. We expect more of the same. The secondary, some question marks there. Just talk about your biggest takeaways from the defensive side of the football, what you're hearing, the strides they've taken this spring.
Yeah, all the talk on the defense have been about the new-look secondary, as you mentioned, and there's been a lot of talk that's picked up steam over the course of the spring about this defensive line. Tim Banks, Tennessee defensive coordinator, to open spring was asked about the defensive line, and he said, hey, we expect to have the best defensive line in the country. And, you know, opposing fan bases might hear that and say, oh, that's just coordinator talk or whatever, but, I mean, if you really dive down deep into it, Rodney Gardner plays 12 to 13 guys on the defensive front. They're all fresh, and he can realistically go three to almost four deep at those positions with not just freshmen you throw in there, but second, third, fourth, some fifth-year players. That unit's going to be really good. And as you mentioned, you know, led by James Pierce, who arguably could be the highest defensive draft pick if he was in this year's draft class. So a lot of talk about the defensive line. And you talk about those young offensive linemen we spoke on a moment ago. Man, they're getting baptized by fire in there against that group. But a lot of talk, a lot of people pleased with the defensive line and James Pierce. Look at the secondary. You lost every starter from a year ago that was – an okay secondary. Tennessee needed to get more athletic, needed to get faster in the back end, and I think it did with the additions of Jermon McCoy, freshman All-American from Oregon State, Ricky Gibson, who was a freshman last year, now stepping up. He's going to be one of the starting cornerbacks. Jacoby Thomas, coming up from the Sun Belt and MTSU, played a lot of football. He's a little bit more quicker, a little bit more athletic, going to play at safety compared to some of the guys that they've had in years past, and it's coming together. It's not a finished product. They're still trying to solidify some starting jobs and kind of who are those guys in the pecking order in that rotation back there. But a lot of people are excited about this secondary. And, you know, it's no disrespect to guys like Wesley Walker, Jalen McCullough, you know, some of these guys who have played a ton of football for Tennessee. It's just, it's a different look. And we think that, you know, maybe it can be a better unit overall than what we've seen here at Tennessee in recent years. So long way to go, but they're making strides. And I think a lot of people are excited about the secondary. And as we know, as good as your defensive line is, it's only going to help your secondary. So I think that's a real asset for Tim Banks and his secondary is you got a really good defensive line.
Eric mentioned Dante Thornton. What are some other big surprises? Anything that's jumped out to you this spring?
So Dante Thornton, Miles Kitzelman, a tight end from Alabama. He was junior college tight end, played a couple years in junior college, went to Alabama, you know, primarily a special teams guy, didn't see a whole lot of action, entered the transfer portal before Saban retired and wound up at Tennessee. Tennessee brought in Holden Stays from Notre Dame. Of course, you have Ethan Davis, and Tennessee plays two tight ends. Everybody thought Miles Kitzelman was just there to throw a body in the room because they were kind of thin. And Miles Kitzelman's had a really, really good spring. Really good blocker, very physical, probably further along than Holden Stays and Ethan Davis in that regard. He's impressed people with his ability to go run routes and play in space. So I'm not saying that Miles Kitzelman will be a guy for Tennessee, but a guy that I myself and everybody else included thought was just kind of a throw-in to add some depth to the room. He's had a really, really good spring and transfer tight end Miles Kitzelman. So him, Dante Thornton, and I'll give you a freshman on the linebacker on the defensive side that's kind of stepped up, and that's Jeremiah Tealander. Saw a little bit of time last year. New linebackers coach William Inge coming over from Washington. Those two guys have hit it off. You know, Jeremiah Tealander is a coach's son. He gets football. He's a football geek. He works hard. He's a leader. You know, couple him with Keenan Peely, Arian Carter, some of these other guys. I think Tennessee's linebackers should be pretty good and very much improved from a season ago. So Jeremiah Thielander on defense, Miles Kitzelman, and Dante Thornton on offense would be probably some surprises of spring practice.
Eric, the orange and white game approaches this weekend at Neyland Stadium, set for a 1 p.m. Eastern kickoff. Unfortunately, it is limited capacity due to renovations at Neyland, so only 10,000 fans will be in the building. But like I mentioned, it's streaming options available everywhere. What are you most looking forward to for the orange and white spring game? You know, Eric, I think it's interesting because we spend so much time, like we're so hungry for football, right? Like yeah. The hype for a spring game is massive. And then sometimes you get out there and you realize, okay, it actually is just a glorified scrimmage, but still you get to see the team out there. It's a great opportunity to evaluate the roster top to bottom, right? You're going to see a lot of bodies that you may not get to see during the regular season. But is there anything specifically that you're looking for, you're keeping an eye on, or you most want to see, or that maybe you feel this fan base most wants to see in the spring game?
You know, it's funny, like people that, you know, listen to you every day or listen to my show, Locked On Vols, Tennessee fans. I mean, we're that niche. We're that group that is diehard football fans. We know all about Tennessee's left guard battle. We know all about the lack of a backup center and how that could derail Tennessee. And it's the nitty gritty stuff. So for the casual football fan, you're like, I want to go and see Nico. And of course I want to see Nico too. But I mean, Nico's going to, be 3 of 5. He'll play 2 or 3 series. They're going to get him out. Cooper Mays is not going to play. Some of these veterans, are not going to play. They're going to put bubble wrap on them. They might be in uniform, but they're not going to see a lot of action. You're going to see a lot of these backups, these young offensive linemen, backup quarterback and all that. And that's kind of what a spring game is. And not to mention, Josh Heupel and every coach in America, they're not going to want to show anything because they think that they've reinvented the wheel as an offensive coach. And so they don't want to broadcast anything out there. It's going to be very vanilla. So having said all that, though, Tennessee's evaluating whether they need to take a running back in the transfer portal right now. And so specifically for me, I'm looking at a guy in Deshaun Bishop, who is a local prospect from nearby Carnes High School here in Knoxville. I'm looking to see if he can solidify kind of that backup running back role while Cam Seldon's out for Dylan Sampson. And if he can, then great. If he doesn't, then Tennessee might need to go and find a running back in the transfer portal. So that, Khalifa Keith, Deshaun Bishop running backs is something I'm going to be watching for. And then, of course, just the secondary. Who looks good back there? Boo Carter's a guy from Bradley Central in Chattanooga. He was one of the best in-state prospects for Tennessee, really athletic. He'll probably return kicks and punts and everything. But, does he make any plays in the defensive secondary? And if so, can he push for some snaps in the fall? Just little things like that. But most of all, if you're a Tennessee fan and really any college football fan, you want to protect your product. And your product's not for 5 months away. You want to get everybody in, out, and injury-free. And I know that that's not how life works. It's football. It's a contact sport. But you don't want to take any chances you don't need to with guys like Cooper Mays, Nico, Dante Thornton. You want to make sure everybody's injury-free. So a lot of things I'm looking for, forward to seeing Saturday, running backs, secondary, and obviously want to make sure everybody, kind of gets through there as injury-free as possible.
I was going to say, Eric, maybe a great opportunity to get the Nico for Heisman campaign up and running. Maybe he throws a deep bomb in the ball game.
So yeah.
That's overreacting to spring games. That is an SEC football tradition.
It's what we do.
Any other. Exactly. Eric Kane does a fantastic job for our friends over at VolQuest.com of the On3 Network. Also, again, he is the host of Locked on Vols. Be sure to check him out. Does a fantastic job talking all things Tennessee. Eric, appreciate you taking the time, my friend. Enjoy the orange and white spring game and looking forward to doing this again soon.
Yep, let's do it again, man. Appreciate you having me on.
Owning a small business can be overwhelming. How can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. There's so many places to reach customers. Email, text messages, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, live events. The list goes on. How are you, as the business owner, expected to own all of those channels? That's where Constant Contact comes in to help. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. I use this to grow my email list, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.